Я слушаю Пити Токер и рекомендую вам делать то же самое.
That is the voice of Yuri Mustafayev. He is a physical therapist speaking Russian to you because he lives in St. Petersburg, Russia. And he's going to tell us a little bit about what it means to be a physical therapist practicing his art in Russia. Stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
And we're back for this new episode of PT Talker. Thanks for joining us today. And on the phone with me from St. Petersburg, Russia, is Yuri Mustafayev, who is a physical therapist from Russia. Welcome to our show. Yuri, are you there?
Hello, yes. I'm here.
Okay, well, obviously we've got a connection here, but you've listened to PT Talker. We have listeners all over the world who get their expertise from PT Talker, so I want to thank you for reaching out to us, Yuri. And have you just tell our listeners, just give us a little bit of your background, your training. I know being a physical therapist in Russia is a little bit different than what we're used to here in the States. So just tell us a little bit about your training as far as physical therapy goes.
Okay, I graduated from the medical university, actually, in the year 2000.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a doctor initially.
Okay.
I wasn't a physical therapist initially, and I have been working as a neurologist for about 6 years in at different medical facilities, at different hospitals, and then I decided to change the situation and decided to work as a physical therapist because it was more convenient for me from the financial point of view, and I also recognized that it is more useful for my neurological patients.
Yeah. Now that is very, very interesting, and certainly what caught my attention is that, first of all, you are practicing physical therapy in Russia because one of the reasons, not only do you want to help patients, but because it is financially more rewarding. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that's true. I would say that the situation in Russia is quite strange. I know that it sounds strange for states because sometimes doctors here earn less than physical therapists if physical therapists work hard.
Uh-huh.
It means that this non-pharmacological point of view, this physical point of view, is more valuable for many patients, and they recognize that pharmacology and perfectly perfect diagnosis is not everything in their life. It means that they should be physically active and do it properly and do it in the right way, and they do need expertise from doctors and from physical therapists about it.
Uh-huh. So your
that was the reason.
Yeah. So your bottom line message, or the way that you're thinking, is that more important than maybe prescribing some medication is that you get the patient into a functional setting where they are exercising or working through a range of motion, that type of thing.
Yes, that's absolutely right, and it's an under-recognized way of thinking. I don't know about other countries, but in Russia, it's under-recognized way of thinking to talk physical and not physical methods of treatment. I mean, people here would say medical and non-medical way of treatment.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they wouldn't say physical and not physical.
I see.
They are in habit of, they're waiting for something, mm-hmm. waiting for something miracle from pharmacology, from doctors, but they are not really ready sometimes to work hard themselves.
Mm-hmm. So
and they do need this advice.
Yeah, so they need help from someone like yourself.
Of course.
Uh-huh. So tell me, how much influence do you receive there in Russia from the research, the tools that are coming from the United States? Does American physical therapy and our experts, do they have an impact on how you treat patients in Russia?
Oh, yes, actually, because I I follow physical therapists on Twitter,
uh-huh,
on Facebook. I listen to PT Talker, as I said, in Russian
yeah,
in the beginning, and I recommend my colleagues to do that because there are a lot of very interesting and valuable sources of information in the United States about physical therapy. And I translate some articles, some materials.
Sure.
And it's very, very useful. Mm-hmm. And I always say, listen to different sources of information from abroad, from Europe and from the United States, and you will practice better.
Yeah.
I always say it.
Yeah. So do you have, is there an organization in Russia like in the United States? We have the American Physical Therapy Association. Do you have any similar group or organization that might try and disseminate information out to the people who are practicing physical therapy?
Yes, I understand, but we did have, I think we did have an organization, but it was something like 20 years ago, and actually the system of rehabilitation, great system we really had in Russia, it was ruined about 20 years ago when Perestroika started, and now it's a pity for the physical therapist, it's a pity, but Russia is not a part of international process in that field. It means that Rwanda or Romania mm-hmm. are the part of WCPT, World Confederation for Physical Therapy.
Yes.
But Russia is not there. But I, of course, I would like my country be there because I know that the level of many specialists here is quite high.
Right.
But we do not have this specialty recognized in Russia.
And you are attributing that to Perestroika, is that what you said?
But I said that, yes, because government just stopped giving energy into this field.
Uh-huh.
They just said, okay, you will have, for example, I don't know, 10 physical therapy sessions, something else, and then you will be on a cash-based basis, do what you want, whatever you want. We are not in charge for that process. And it was quite a serious situation for many patients.
Mm-hmm.
And we are coming to the stage when we are at initial stage here. I mean, I'm going to organize that association of physical therapists, and I'm going to initiate this process of joining WCPT and so on. But I'm not sure that it will be okay, but I will try.
Yes, well, we want to encourage you to do that, to become part of the world community for physical therapy. So do you feel like you're, I mean, it sounds to me like maybe even more than therapists in the United States or Europe have to do, it seems like you have to really struggle or search to pick up the latest trends or to keep abreast of what the latest research might show. It seems like you're kind of operating out there all by yourself.
Yes, that's true. That's true. You and internet, that is the scheme.
Yeah. Thank goodness for the internet.
You will never, I mean, that is the only way to be up-to-date.
Yeah.
Skillful physical therapist, really. I do feel it because I hardly read something Russian, actually.
Yeah, okay.
But I do, because I think 70% of the literature I read is in English.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I know that you are on top of it. I really know it.
Yes, and
I see it.
By you mean the researchers that we have in the United States.
Yes, in fact, in Europe, I took part in some international conferences and I saw it. I mean, I took part in 16th ESPRM, European Society of Physical and Rehabilitation Medicine Conference, and I saw the level of scientific research.
Uh-huh.
It impressed me.
Yeah, good.
Because here it's not so... so great.
Right. Tell us a little bit of what kind of equipment you use or tools. Do you have the basics like TheraBand or tubing or things that provide resistance for patients?
I do use equipment. I usually suggest patients to buy something. I mean, they buy mobile physical therapy equipment like portable functional electrical stimulation machines or magnetic field therapy machines or exercise balls or resistance bands.
Okay.
I ask them to buy it, and they do it, and then we work. I never bring along a backpack loaded with it. They have it at home.
Sure. Okay. It's up to the patient to provide that for themselves.
Yes. I because that's the situation.
Right. And then how does the patient pay you? Is you don't have what we know as insurance.
No. It's cash-based.
Cash.
They give me money. Yes.
Okay.
After the session.
Okay. And give us a hint as to how you charge for your services. What kind of rate? I don't know if you can correlate that.
It's cheaper than in the States, I would say, because the level of life and our quality of life. I work with post-stroke patients for something about 1 hour and 1 hour and a half, and I charge them something like $50.
$50, okay.
$50, yes. And if I work with spinal cord injury patient, it's more exhausting.
Okay.
For me, and it takes sometimes 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something like $80 or $100.
Okay. And just
like this.
And in your currency, what would it be?
1,500 rubles for post-stroke patient session.
Okay.
And 2,500 rubles for spinal cord injury patient.
Okay, and the correct way to say it is rubles?
Sorry, with a rate with the dollar?
Yeah, well, your currency is called a ruble or ruble?
Ruble, yes.
Ruble, okay.
Ruble is $1 is something about 30 rubles.
Okay, all right, very interesting. And then just real quickly, we are coming up on the end of our time together,
okay.
Yuri, but what would be a typical session? How would you spend your time with the patient? What would you ask them to do?
Well, I never use physical therapy treatment tables.
Okay.
I work with them. It's over-ground mobility practice, I would say.
Okay.
We use different positions, and we use exercise balls, resistance bands, breathing techniques, I don't know, osteopathy I use also. I use mix, Thai massage, traditional massage.
Uh-huh.
It's a mix of different techniques I've tried to find in different parts of country and also in Europe also.
Uh-huh. Very good. All right. You have been listening to Yuri Mustafaev, who is a physical therapist practicing in St. Petersburg, Russia. We are speaking to him from Russia this morning here in August of 2011. So, Yuri, thank you so much for reaching out to us. Thank you for being a listener of PT Talker. And thank you for now becoming an expert on PT Talker about what it's like to practice physical therapy in Russia.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jeff, because PT Talker is a very valuable source of information for me and my colleagues. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we certainly love to hear that, and I want to wish you all the best, Yuri. I want to encourage you to help Russia to become part of the WCPT. I bet all of our listeners will appreciate that and encourage you to do the same. I want to remind everyone out there to tell your colleagues and friends, whether they are in Russia or the United States, to continue listening to PT Talker. It is free. We do this as a service to our industry, and we want to thank our sponsor, Advantage Medical, for helping us to do that. So I want to encourage everyone. I hope you've picked up something that is helpful to the world of physical therapy today, and maybe it'll help you help someone get well today. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
P. PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.